I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women in South Carolina. To talk about early detection of breast cancer is Dr. Etta Pisano from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Pisano is a distinguished professor of radiology at MUSC and principal investigator for the digital mammographic imaging screening trial several years ago. Can you tell us the latest recommendations for screening for breast cancer?
Well, pretty much everyone believes that you should get screened starting at age 50, and there's dispute about whether you should do it annually or every 2 years. I believe that you should have it every year starting at age 40, and then you should stop having breast cancer screening when you have less than a five-year life expectancy.
What about young women? Are there groups of younger women who are candidates for early screening?
So yes, younger women under 40 should get screened, but not with mammography. They need to be screened with MRI if they have a high risk for breast cancer. And by high risk for breast cancer, we mean greater than a 20% lifetime risk of breast cancer. So that's generally women whose mothers, sisters, or daughters had breast cancer before age 50.
And how early would that start for those higher risk younger women?
So what we generally recommend is that women get screened starting at an age about 10 years younger than the diagnosis of their relatives. But you really need to tailor their screening to them. So women who are in that category should be speaking to their doctors about what they need.
Dr. Pisano says that over the last 30 years, there has been a drop in breast cancer mortality in the U.S., and it's partially attributed to finding breast cancer early.
Mortality is very important. We want to save women's lives, and the data are pretty overwhelming that for women over 50, we save 30% of the women who would have died of breast cancer through screening. For women under 50, it's 18% on average of the women are saved. Now, wouldn't we love to save all of them? Of course we would. But there are other things besides saving a woman's lives. Finding a cancer early means being able to treat it less aggressively, which of course means the woman can live with her breasts. And that's important to women. So there are other things besides mortality.
Dr. Pisano, when women throughout our state go for their regular screening, are they assured that they will get the latest mammogram technology?
So DMIS, the study you mentioned when you introduced me, showed that digital mammography was better than film for dense-breasted women, women under age 50, and pre- and perimenopausal women, which is the majority of women. Over 60% of women fall into one of those categories. So digital mammography has replaced film in every center in the United States at this point. Nobody does film mammography anymore. It is the latest technology. There are newer tools that are just being tested. There's something called tomosynthesis, which has just been FDA approved for one company at this point. The data are very impressive that it might be ready to replace digital mammography, but not quite ready to say that yet. I think we need some studies to prove that.
I'm wondering, Dr. Pisano, if you can leave us with some tips for women on what we can do to perhaps reduce our chance of getting breast cancer.
The main risk factors for breast cancer are being a woman and being over the age of 40. It's just a disease that women are more likely to get as you age. So obviously we can't do much about that. But what we can do is keep our weights down. It's correlated with gaining weight postmenopausally. It's also correlated with alcohol consumption. So the more alcohol you drink, the more likely you are to have breast cancer.
Dr. Pisano, thanks so much for providing these important updates about breast cancer screening and also early detection and diagnosis of breast cancer.
You're welcome. I enjoyed being here. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.